What's your problem?
I mean,
oh, wow. With both of you or with her specifically?
Oh, wow.
She's like, you picked the wrong friend, buddy.
God, I say everything on my mind. Oh, I hate men.
You hate men? Do you know how many women say they hate men as their first problem right off the bat?
Men. Yeah, I hate men.
Like, every one of them? What about me? What about Ziggy? He's a man dog.
I mean, like, I don't...
Yeah, just growl at you.
I just hate all older men. I mean, like, when you're old, like, you get to, like, creeper age.
What age is that? Because in New York, I feel like the most models are dating, like, 65-year-olds.
Well, of course. You gotta get a bag, you know?
So what's too creepy? Are you talking, like, in your hundreds?
It's still creepy, but...
She's like, as long as they're not in their 90s, I'm down.
It really bothers me how nowadays it's normalized for women to say that they hate men so openly. Especially when they know they are only dating a very small amount of men and still generalized for every one of them. Even the little dog was not left out of this. What is worse is that, at the same time, most of these women don't admit that great part of the problem is exactly the kind of man they want to be with. Since they also openly admit that they love toxic men. The bad boys. I'm not denying that there are bad men out there. What I wish the woman would understand is that the power to choose them is feminine. So if they want to blame someone by their problems, they should start by themselves and stop saying they hate all men.
So Jennifer Lawrence shed a light on the toxic masculinity in Hollywood. She doesn't shy away from what she really thinks. She said it was incredible to not be around toxic masculinity. Is this an actual quote? Like, isn't this her in an interview with Adam Sandler, where she talks about becoming incredibly rude to avoid her fans in public? She says that she tells them it's her day off, and she'll make nasty faces, and gestures them to get away. Meanwhile, on the contrary, Adam Sandler, during the very same interview, is talking about how he loves his fans, and he tries to meet as many of them as possible. Toxic masculinity, at its finest. And the only comment visible here is hilarious. Ironically, she loses her mind over every celebrity she meets. This is her tweaking about meeting Jack Nicholson. She was a huge fan. But you know, if people are huge fans of her, they can F off. Well, I'm glad she spoke up about the toxicity in Hollywood. I'd love to hear more from her.
Honestly, the issues don't come from the men. The issues come from other females.
Okay.
Bullying cases in the workforce, 86% of them are female against female. So I have nothing against male champions of change. They've always opened doors for me. They've always created opportunities for me. Often the men would be roaming around in groups talking about sport, right? I don't know anything about sport. I just was curious. I was like, oh, tell me about it. Like, why are you so passionate about it? Why do you support this team, etc., etc.? So I didn't pretend to know anything about football or rugby. I leaned into my femininity instead of trying to be one of the boys, because I'll never be one of the boys. Yeah, and it was refreshing to them. It was a change, and they liked the opportunity to teach someone something, to flex their expertise and knowledge in a particular area.
Toxic masculinity is a term of prejudice against men. Masculinity is not toxic. It's a trait of men, and every single one of them has the right to be. After all, how can you ask a man not to be masculine? To be toxic is a trait that any person can have, it doesn't matter for a man or for a woman. Bringing the two terms together is just another way to blame men for problems in society. Most professional environments are filled with men, and working men are extremely masculine because it's exactly what they count on to work harder and better. If women want to work with men, they should respect the way they know how to work and not accusing them of being toxic.
It's okay to be a man.
It's not okay. It's necessary. What the hell are we going to do without men? You look around the city here, you see all these buildings go up. These men, they're doing impossible things. They're under the streets, working on the sewers. They're up on the power lines in the storms and the rain. They're keeping this impossible infrastructure functioning. This thing that works in a miraculous manner. They work themselves to death. And often, literally, the gratitude for that is sorely lacking, especially among the people who should be most grateful. You see, university professors, especially of the social justice bent, they take everything they have for granted, failing to understand entirely that there's a massive infrastructure of unbelievably hardworking, solidly laboring working class men breaking themselves in half on a regular basis, making sure that everything that always breaks works.
You guys want to know what I can never? I could literally never be around someone or be with someone who's not chivalrous. I'm an independent woman. However, I expect the person that I'm with to treat me like a lady. I mean, chivalry should not be dead. And just because I'm an independent woman does not mean that I don't deserve for you, if you're courting me, to at least attempt to open the door. I just left Target and I was driving down the road and I see this couple. She's holding four bags. He's holding one. They were two perfectly able people. He was basically running in front of her with his little one bag and a little book bag while she's basically struggling. I could never, literally never be with a man who is not chivalry. And it has nothing to do with me being, you know, independent. I'm super independent. You know, I have a full career. I don't need money. I don't need support. But I need for you to treat me like a lady.
But friend, I got your back. This is what happens. She wants you to be perfect. She wants you to heal. She wants you to pay the bills. She wants you to apologize. She wants you to treat her right. She wants you to make sure that you do special things for her. But yet she thinks she's perfect. And that's because, and I'm going to say it again, you guys, she doesn't think there's anything wrong with her. She doesn't think she has anything to apologize for. She puts everything on you because she sees you as the problem. She will never take responsibility for herself until she ends up really coming to reality with the fact that she needs to dig some up out of her in order to heal. Those men that treated her wrong, those family members that treated her wrong, those people in her life that treated her wrong before, you're paying for that.
The problem about asking men to be more chivalrous is that most women don't give men the option of asking them anything back. As I said before, most women will consider prejudice if a man expects them to do something just because they're women. But they have no problem defining what men should do just because they're men. That's exactly the double standard that makes men not be chivalrous anymore. Most men like to be chivalrous to women. It's just they have very few motivation to be like that.
You got your rules, we got ours.
What do you bring to the table?
Everything. I got two kids, you know what I mean? So everything. If you're willing to provide for my kids, then everything.
Everything like what?
My kids, my life, my mental health, everything. Like, everything. Everything you want to know about me, I'll bring to the table, for sure.
Honestly, sometimes I don't even get mad with women saying such delusional things like that. Some of them just show me how all this mess that we have in relationship between men and women is bad for us all. It pains me to see that some women are really lost and suffering with all of it, and truly believing that they have done nothing wrong and a man should accept them anyway. Being a single mom is not easy, but it's really hard to expect that any man will want to be part of it willingly. All this delusion is just hurting us all.